But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Not every one of us, listen to me, I beg you to God, not every one of us in the script of ordination will live to 90 and 80 years. It's a truth that man has no capacity to bear. Everybody shouts, I shall not die but live. But certain people's script ends at 30. Certain people end at 40. And in the script of the immortals, long life is not how long you live. Long life is your ability to fulfill the reason why you enter time in the first place. So everybody is being pushed by this lust in the world. I shall not die. Even 80 years old man is still quoting that scripture. What do you want to stay around to do again? There was only one mindset that the elders had. The day they came to Jesus, they knew they died. They knew they entered a way that Satan would truly have many ways to hit them bad. And it was the way of love. It was because of Jesus that many of them, they became paupers in the earth. But even at that level, the Bible called them men of whom the world was not worthy. If you did not die to yourself and you came to Jesus, you are still alive. I can give you one truth. Satan have many products he will sell to you. How would you explain a generation that only had two options? Death or deny Jesus. And they picked death as their own way of holding on. You, nobody put you in that. They just say, be faithful to his commandment, and faithfulness is far from our borders. A generation that knew what is ahead of them, they turned to their families and waved them goodbye. The missionaries that brought the gospel to Africa, it was a death mission for them. Many of them knew malaria had broken out and they didn't even have a cure then. And they entered here and died. Many of their graves is in Jaws as I speak. Before they died, they left a summon. Don't take my bone from my mission field. Leave me here so that when the trumpet blows, let me rise from where I labored. Let my spirit ascend from the ground where my blood fell from. I don't know where that breed went to. Because now everybody came with something Jesus promised him. There was something they are waiting. Lord, you have not given me yet. There were those who came to give. They didn't come to collect. They laid their life down. And Jesus spent them. He used their life to build his kingdom. How can God build now through this generation? A sensual generation looking for what to receive. Men that became foundations. Some of them, Jesus says, you will not be the gates. You will not be a window. You will not be a door. I will hide you somewhere inside one pillar. I will use cement and bury you. They say, yes, as far as I will be part of your building. Never seen by men. And their duty was, they were faithful there. Some of them prayed as intercessors until they died. No ministry outwardly, but they were responsible for why healing crusades were packed with manifestation. This was how they did their own work. They knew their own place. There was a woman who always went ahead of Reinhard Bonnke. She will arrive 2 weeks before he goes to any place. And her work is to lay down in that place and intercede for 2 weeks. And when the man will show up, all he will say is, in the name of Jesus, somebody went ahead. Her reward is only with the immortals. No man told her thank you. It was one day that him, Reinhard Bonnke, came out and said, there is somebody. Don't be deceived. There is somebody. We read about the Moravian brothers sold themselves into France as slaves so that they can enter France to preach the gospel. The only way to enter is only slaves that they will admit. So they sold themselves as slaves, carried the money and gave to charity, and then put themselves into a life of bondage so that Jesus can be preached in the land. This is the cost of why the Bible is now in your hand. That Bible you cannot open. This was the blood that brought it. They carried families and kept before lion under the reign of Emperor Nero. It is documented in history. They kept tigers and lions, and fathers watched their babies eaten raw by lions and tiger, and all they were waiting for, let's use the biological love to see whether that biological love will be stronger than what they have for God. And the father is looking in tears, his body is shaking. He knows he can never recover from this again. If this is where he dies, it ended there. And they pledge allegiance to the Lamb, never going back. And by every one of them that fell from the league of people who were clapping, somebody's heart was pricked as they saw the boldness, they saw the joy in them while lions were devouring them. Somebody's heart was worn inside that crowd, and somebody became a Christian in the audience. And that was how they spread the gospel. It was transferred by blood and sacrifice. It was no pleasure. It was no house, not car, not the things we use now and say God is faithful. The faithfulness of God in their age was sacrifice. The Bible says they came and gathered and celebrated that they were counted worthy to suffer for Jesus. That was their own testimony, that it was a privilege to be flogged because of this name. When everybody depart and leave him, he repeats that instruction to our generation again. Would you leave me too? Are you also going to leave me? When everybody is focusing on what to get, would you leave me too? Or can I truly spend your life? Media, give us that song again one more time. I just want you to bow your head wherever you are. Just bow your head and make a solemn decision with Jesus. At the end, it's just a handful of breath. You are alive today, tomorrow you are no more. I know how quick life can go. Why can't you give in to Jesus now? Many other spirits are drinking from your cup now, and Jesus cannot take you. I just pray it's your decision this night. Yes, it's either we waste or we waste. At the end, everybody must waste. You either waste for Jesus or you waste in the world. But at the end, your life must be spent on something. You can spend life on yourself, or you can spend it on the interest of our King. But if it's about whether you will be spent, everybody must be spent. The choice is only how you spend it. The world is doing a strong campaign. They want to mock those who want to hold on to the flag of Jesus. They will belittle them, talk them down, you know, criticize them, use all kinds of standard to water down their convictions. I want to just re-echo it tonight that you are not the first. Those who went before us, that was how they bullied them inside time until they exited time. And creatures were standing, giving them a salutation. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Have you imagined the voice of our Father when he beholds you coming from far, and he say, welcome home, my child, welcome. I saw everything you went through. I knew there was no day I did not see you. I saw that night you cried. Yes, we did not intervene. I saw that night you had a reason, you had the chance. The same temptation of your generation, nobody was giving extra strength. People just love God at different levels. Nobody have extra strength. People just love God differently. At the end, the defining factor is love. You can fall easily. The reason why the other brother will not fall is that he loves God more than that temptation. So it is the level of love that is your strength spiritually. If you love God above anything, that thing does not have power over you again. But anything you love above God is bigger than God in your life. Power in the realm of the spirit is a function of love. It's what you love. If a temptation is strong enough to bring you down, it is something that is loving enough to dethrone God in your life. Simon Bar Jonah, Emmanuel, Abel, Shineye, lovest thou me more than this? Do you love me more than marriage? If you don't love him more than marriage, marriage will dethrone God. It's simple. The prince is not already. Anything above God becomes your fall. Emeka, Philip, do you love me more than Job? Lovest thou me more than this?
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.